When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. The average adult camel can weigh anywhere from 600 to 2,000 pounds. Male dromedaries, that would be camels with one hump, they weigh about 1,300 pounds. And for most of us, that little nugget of trivia will never matter. But it mattered to a woman in Louisiana. She was at a truck stop. Also at the truck stop was a camel. Yes, there was a camel at a Louisiana truck stop. Anyway, the 1,300-pound camel ended up sitting on the woman, crushing her. Now, obviously, she did not have the strength to lift it off of herself, so she bit the camel's testicles.
Nice!
And it worked. And she is now the only person in recorded history to bite a camel's seed bags at a Louisiana truck stop. I have not confirmed that, but I am very confident that is the case. That's right. Bit the testicles of a camel at a Louisiana truck stop. I'll let you do the math on that. Now, a man in Oklahoma, he was not so lucky, if one considers camel testicles in her mouth lucky. Anyway, the man in Oklahoma, he was not dealing with camels. He was dealing with two water buffalo. He bought them at an auction on a Thursday, and on Friday they killed him, because that's what water buffaloes do. In fact, both animals had to be shot dead for first responders to even be able to reach the guy. And Miles, you said when you're on safari, they're like, look, don't worry about the lions. Worry about the water buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, apparently they are that aggressive. I did a little reading. They are very, very, very aggressive and scared of nothing. And that guy found out the hard way. Now, these are just some of the stories that we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of a random question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. This is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the big show, the random question, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com. Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,352. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Your guess is as good as mine. Wow, look at these categories. We've got the 10 most obese states in America.
SEC.
The most obese states in America, yes.
Yep.
It is exactly what you think it is.
Yeah.
It is. They say with the rise, though, of medications like Ozempic and is it Wegovy?
Wegovy.
Wegovy.
Wegovy. You got to watch more TV. They hit you with that commercial, every damn commercial.
They have injected a new dynamic into America's struggle with obesity, prompting questions as to whether this country could possibly be at a turning point in a health epidemic that's persisted for years. As it stands right now, around 2 in 5 American adults are obese, defined as having a body mass index of 30 or more.
A billion.
The condition is associated with a host of serious medical issues, from stroke to diabetes to heart attack and cancer. Also estimated to cost the country's healthcare system about $173 billion a year.
This were a different country, it costs $10,000 a year.
Yes, that is correct. But, we've got the most obese states in the United States of America. Would you guys like to take a stab at any of the states that have the lowest obesity rates?
Colorado.
Colorado's number one, Ted.
Very Hawaii. Good.
Hawaii is number two.
Maryland.
Maryland not in the top 10, but these are all good guesses.
If Baltimore out of Maryland, I think they would show it better.
It's the state you think. Massachusetts.
Vermont.
Vermont. Montana.
New Hampshire.
New Jersey. No New Hampshire.
Huh.
New fat York. Connecticut. Yeah, I mean, look.
Oh, you're a fat ass from New Hampshire.
You know the ones. I mean, you like it. Think about all the food you love that you really, really like to eat. Mm-hmm. Just go there, and that'll pretty well take care of that category for you. Or pick the least most chill cities in the United States.
Wait,
chill
the
not being
least
cold.
Chill.
Yeah, well, basically the most stressed out cities in America.
All right.
So, and they are exactly what you think they are.
Probably poor ones.
It's not, look, you're not going to say Aspen or.
God, no.
Or where you are up on the Cape, Ted. Those aren't. I mean, hell, even Pearl City, Hawaii,
is not on this list.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's that tells you what's going on there.
What's the one California always does poorly? There's like Pearl City, Hawaii. Is it Bakersfield?
San Bernardino?
Riverside typically gets a little bit of bad rap. Anything east of L.A.
Right.
Typically. Anything in the valley sucks.
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine coming up for you at 4:30 on the program. What else do we have for you? Programming note, hopefully you got a chance to give some money to the kids over the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get about 400 kids with brand new shoes. The kids that are staying at Mary's Place, they need your help for the school year. So if you could, I heard this morning, Daily Migs was talking about someone donated $500.
Damn, all right.
Which is awesome. If you can give $5, $10, $100, please do so now. KISW.com. The goal is, again, 400 kids, and so far we've been doing this for 5 years. This is the sixth one. So the idea is the kids get to pick their own shoes.
Yep.
So they get the confidence they need to go back to school. KISW.com. And today is the day that we do our random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Random.
Let's go with this one. Start with us here in the room. What are you... What would you say you're either never going to give up or you eventually will give up or you've given up?
Ooh,
so in other words, there's certain things out there you go, I should stop doing that one day.
I mean, I know I should stop smoking, but I'm still smoking. I'm not unaware of the damage that it does to me.
Some
I know
stuff.
I should stop drinking. I'm aware of the damage that it does to me. But I'm not really putting those on my list of things. Until the doctor says, look, do this or die.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm like, yeah.
See, mushrooms I'm done with. That's one I know for a fact.
As in
as a definitive
hallucinogenics.
Fact. Correct. I'll still keep eating the ones that send me to the ER. But I am not doing the ones.
I just can't believe you don't like mushrooms.
I
just think they're
just
fantastic.
It's just a weird. I just, for some reason, my body does not do well on them.
I don't know. I don't know that I have anything that I'm planning on not doing anymore. I know a lot of things that I should mm-hmm. stop doing, but I can't think of anything that I really plan
right,
on.
Right, like I gave up peanut butter.
What? The sleepwalking fear thing. Choking your sleep.
I am trying to do everything I can to keep myself from dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Generally how we
operate.
In
weird ways. Like, I don't want to choke to death with a spoon of peanut butter in my mouth. And they say,
and that's fair. That seems like an unreasonable fear.
Look, they'll say, like, what? Okay, he choked to death. He was living by himself. All right. What did he eat? Maybe I got a hot dog lodged in
right.
or something like that. Maybe I just choked on a piece of steak. Oh, no. Miles had a spoon in his mouth full of creamy peanut butter.
Yeah.
And that's how he died. And that's how it would go down.
That's a crummy way to die.
It really is. I mean, it's embarrassing.
But I think we talked about it before. When you live alone, choking on anything, like...
Yeah, your fear goes up for sure.
Yeah, and it just... there's just no win. Like, it just... I don't know. Like, look, dying sucks overall.
Right, yeah.
But again... I get attacked by a great white or, like, eaten by a bear. It's
cool.
Like Ted went out like a soldier.
Not with Jeff.
It's like, yeah. It's
you
like,
went out like a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
If you talk to any soldier, they're like, I wouldn't get in the ocean to fight a shark.
But it's tough.
I hear what you're saying, but that's a legacy.
Imagine
you can't enjoy your own legacy. We go, man. I mean, Ted fought for his life. He punched the shark in the eye, all this stuff, and shook him back and forth like Quinn until Ted snapped in half. And they go, oh, my God, that's dramatic. And they go... Yeah, but Ted's not here to enjoy.
But like, look at my cousin Christina, right? Like, you know, she passed away. It was sad, but it's like, she fought cancer, this and that. Imagine you're at my funeral and it's like, hey, choked on a cheese steak.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
I would blame people for laughing.
And people like say the peanut butter and jelly. To me, it's peanut butter and milk. I need milk.
You don't do the jelly.
No, those are my combinations.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
I will if I make a sandwich.
Sure.
But it is a must. Even if I have a PB&J, I really just want a glass of milk.
Yeah,
and
PB&J.
Very rarely do I want a glass of milk. It's like not one of those things I do.
Glass of milk to me, if you're going to have some donuts on like a Saturday or Sunday, got to have milk.
Right. It's just a handful of things.
I would do coffee.
Now,
I think the last time I had a glass of milk, it was a very small glass, and I just had horrible heartburn.
All right.
And I don't even hate milk, but for whatever, like it sits in our fridge. I know other people are drinking it, but other than my bowl of cereal, which is only Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I can't think of any other time I reach for milk. Except to move it out of the way. If we get chocolate milk, I would, you know what, maybe chocolate milk is one of the things.
I had a chocolate milk over the weekend. It was fantastic.
Right. I haven't exactly given it up, but I actively avoid buying it. I
try to, too. But that was my thing.
Because I'm lactose intolerant.
They have 7-Eleven chocolate milk. It's actually really good.
Best thing, you're lactose intolerant. Chocolate milk is delicious. I would not give up milkshakes, but chocolate milk. Because if you got a gallon of chocolate milk, I could drink it in a day and be perfectly fine.
The death of me
is
that.
And then sit on the toilet for an hour and a half.
Is that Smith Brothers chocolate
milk? Yeah, I can't touch it, man.
Jesus, man. You can't. Yeah. Well, the problem is
it's a gateway drug, man.
It's gone.
Yes.
As soon as you start chugging that,
you don't drink some of it.
It is gone.
So there you go. Chocolate milk.
Sometimes on a Sunday, if I'm like hungover or whatever, I'll just drink chocolate milk.
It's
delicious. It
does a lot. Man, something I'll never give up. I'll probably always eat hot dogs. I'll probably always eat pizza.
Why would you give up hot dogs or pizza?
Well, they're not good for you.
What do we eat that's good for us that's not a vegetable or fruit?
Well, I typically eat fish and salads every night.
Okay.
It's boring.
That is boring.
I like fish and I like salads.
I know. You just eat the meal that usually when people are eating that all the time and you ask them about it, there's some medical reason. Yeah, the doctor.
No, this is just, well, I like it. But.
I can tell you one is shellfish.
You want to eat shellfish?
No, that I won't stop eating it. Right? I was just like, finally, it's like, all right, I'll start taking Allopurinol so I don't get gout attacks. But I'm not going to stop eating crabs or shrimp.
My wife is right there with you. We were Baltimore,
she get
maybe?
Gout?
Not gout, but she had she ate nothing but shellfish for probably 4 or 5 days, I guess it was. Anyway, she has some kind of allergic reaction, goes to the hospital for it. And so she's explaining to me, they think that it's connected to shellfish. I'm like, oh, that sucks. She's like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, you're going to keep eating shellfish. She's like, absolutely. Like, I'll deal with hives, whatever. She does not care.
I put mussels and clams on the grill and just sat there and ate them with a fork.
Mm-hmm.
I had some oysters on Saturday. And there is a family member I have that has developed a shellfish allergy. But it's not terrible. It's just, it gives them horrible, gas. It makes their skin red. So we were all eating crabs.
You just got this red dude farting?
Right. They were just like, I'll wait till you guys are kind of finished and then start eating. And I was like, what's going on? And they're like, this or that happens, but I love them. I go, that's fair. Well, you know what? Just eat them outside.
How quick did the fart start?
Seemed like within an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Reason we ask, what are you never giving up? Today, believe it or not, National Mac and Cheese Day.
Okay.
All right.
And in a new survey, 86% of Americans say it's an adult food. And it's not a kid food.
It's both. It is a human food. I don't care what you might change up your style of mac and cheese.
How often do you have it?
A lot less now, man. I feel like maybe 5 years ago, I swear to God, I was probably eating it like once a week.
All right.
It'd be my go-to thing to make.
I think Kraft mac and cheese out of a box is a children's food.
Yes.
Mac and cheese, it's for adults. Because kids won't eat.
It's not orange.
It's white.
I like the kids. I'll sit at the kids' table.
And it's not wrong. If you're ever at somebody's house and they've made hot dogs and mac and cheese for the kids, you're going to
eat
some.
It. Yeah. It only looks bad if you make that for yourself.
I also have the choice to buy the shell mac and cheese from Velveeta or the Kraft's got a version of it. I don't. I go back to that box. I don't know why. Because, look, man, you got to have that butter, you got to have milk, you got to have all the crap. With the Velveeta, you just squirt that crap on there, man.
That's how you know it's good.
And it's good. I don't know why I don't get it. I get the box. Either way, 50% of Americans say a macaroni and cheese once a week.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Which I thought was pretty high. And dinner or lunch on macaroni and cheese? So, for
usually
an example,
that's a dinner. It's just heavy. That's all.
The little store we have in the government building next door.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have the little mac and cheese cups where you fill it up with water.
Yeah.
And, you put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. I never even think to buy one because I don't think of mac and cheese as a lunchtime food.
Ironically, I almost got a little from the self serve bar today. I almost got mac and cheese.
Really?
Yeah. I did.
Nice.
The passion for macaroni and cheese is real. 56% of people say they would give up coffee and they would give up Facebook before giving up macaroni and cheese.
I don't think people would be devastated to give up Facebook. That's no longer the thing it used to be. But, Mike, could you give up coffee before giving up mac and cheese?
No. I still need coffee. I'm honestly, I've kind of weaned myself a little bit more so off the coffee. However,
have you?
To a degree. I don't drink near as much as I used to. I also don't need it every day. I'm not getting the headache so much anymore. I've gone lighter on it, but still love mac and cheese.
What's your guys' favorite comfort food? Because 32% of people say it's macaroni and cheese.
I would just go pizza.
I'm with you.
You can always get it, or you can just make it at home, and it doesn't take that long.
I think mine's pot pies or...
you've always been a pot pie guy.
Clam chowder.
Clam chowder?
Love clam
chowder. I mean, I love clam chowder.
I live the hell out of it.
I don't even know the last time I've had it.
If pizza counts as a comfort food, then I'd take pizza.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd put... Does a hamburger count?
I mean, if it comforts you.
I mean, what exactly is a comfort food at this point?
To me, it's more like
mashed
potatoes.
Mac and cheese? Right.
It's like meatloaf.
Oh, I don't know. You know what? Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
And this will sound trashy, but I'd say at least once every couple of months, I go to Safeway and just get one of the pre-cooked ones.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Meatloaf is delicious.
It any,
is.
Yeah. Any food that provides a sense of well-being, often associated with positive memories, emotions, or nostalgia. So kind of goes back.
I also think a comfort food is like, we're not worried about calories or or what's in it at that. You know, like you're not going to be like, let's get comfort food. Watch the car.
Yes. Right. Also, for me, comfort food is like when you bring home fried chicken from the grocery store.
Okay. Yeah.
Not really KFC, but from the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like you went up to the bar.
That's what I'm saying. Chicken, though, dude. When I get that meatloaf, like, on it, like today's one of those days, like, screw it. I'll still get a meatloaf.
Nothing wrong with meatloaf. Unless my mother makes it.
Ooh, that sounds good, too. They got the potato JoJo's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Grocery store.
Now I'm thinking about grocery store fried chicken.
Who's not? Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Gentlemen.
Hola. Oh, let's see. What do we got for you, Cheyenne? Oh, God. Okay. Let's go with this one. What did you believe to be true growing up? That was not, in fact, a truth. In other words, before the days of the internet and being able to search everything, you know, everybody had all these different thoughts or things that they believed to be true.
Like swallow a watermelon seed, it sticks in your... Yes. You're going to grow a watermelon. Yeah,
swallow gum and it doesn't get out of your body for seven years. Or whatever the deal is. Yeah. Did you have any of those?
Well, I was actually just watching The Sopranos earlier today, and I got reminded of one... that I thought when I was a kid, where it's like, I thought coffee, like, sobered people up, but apparently that's an urban myth.
It absolutely is an urban myth. And I think we all believe that up until we try to drink a cup of coffee after getting hammered, and it does nothing.
I find that the one thing that can sober you up quick is the cops.
Cops and any kind of big adrenaline rush.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, that doesn't...
Car wrecks and cops.
And it's amazing how that works. Your adrenaline can just push darkness out.
Holy cow. Yeah. We used to have all kinds of sick rumors about people that were not true, like Rod Stewart and other people.
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
We had
a gallon of semen, I believe, in the stomach of a stupid.
Something along that for my generation was Little Kim.
Little Kim.
The rapper?
Yeah, no, I know what who it is.
Same thing. She had to get her stomach pumped because there was so much semen
in
it.
She loves it so much.
Yeah, Richard Gere with the hamsters and his rectum.
That was a big one. Has that one ever been proven untrue?
You know, it hasn't. What I like about Richard Gere, he never addresses it.
I don't think anyone's asked him. I don't think they have the balls.
Somebody had to ask Richard. Dude, this legend's been going around. I mean, Christ, I'm 56. I mean, probably 40 years that I've been hearing this, right? Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know if there's any truth to it, but certainly a friend of his had to say, Richard, hey, man, between you and me, seriously. You put a hamster in your butt, and if you did, how did everyone find out? Because before the internet, this was word of mouth.
Who would do that?
It's not like, hey, man, go online and read this about yourself.
Maybe
this is
a mole rat. But
everywhere I go, this is a rumor about you. Right. Again, pre-internet. So, like, why is this spreading, Richard?
And how did it even
what
happen?
What is going on?
How did it even happen?
Who started
this? Who thought of that?
Right.
Like, why a hamster?
It went from coast to coast.
So
did you hear
one
about Richard Gere?
Here's one that started in 1908, and it was from the original Boy Scout manual, Scouting for Boys. By Robert Baden Powell.
Was it called Scouting for Boys?
Scouting for Boys.
Jesus,
it sure
God.
Was.
It was phrasing!
And it wasn't too far off. It's a quote, never bathe in deep water very soon after a meal or go swimming.
Oh, right.
It very likely will cause you to cramp, which doubles you up. And so you get drowned, is how they said it.
Get drowned.
Get drowned.
Get drowned, man.
Recently, a physician who also was a competitive swimmer in high school spoke out about the hypocrisy of this claim. Mostly because parents encourage their kids to eat before playing soccer to prevent cramps. He said, I could physically tell the difference if I had two pieces of toast and then went and swam for an hour at 6 a.m. in high school versus if I didn't eat. I'd be dragging ass.
Thanks to our texters. I got a new joke for you, Miles.
Okay.
Why don't hamsters drive?
Why don't hamsters drive? I don't know.
They can't get out of gear.
Nice. Richard, your hamster joke. More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Got a text there from the folks at the Tracyton Movie House in Bremerton. We'll be there on Saturday. Men's Room World Tour rolling on.
Yeah.
Head to Bremerton from 2 until 5. Always had a great time over there, man. Hopefully you can stop by and Well, join us and get an ice cold beer. We've got the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven. Also the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can. And the Men's Room beer brought some movies as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good time. And absolutely free. This is an all-ages show.
That's
just
a first.
Like we do on the radio.
You know, that is a good point.
I mean, we do.
Right.
We do an all-ages show. I mean, hopefully the jokes are over the heads of a lot of the youngsters out there. We try to at least attempt that.
So we do attempt that.
We do. But we don't. Well, we don't always succeed, but we try.
We definitely don't always succeed, but we do attempt.
But either way, we do the best we can. 2 until 5. All the details on the Men's Room World Tour, the Tracyton Movie House stop in Bremerton Saturday, are at KISW.com. Okay, it is a random question. 206-803 Rock.
I've got a few texts here, Miles, and they kind of go all over the place. I'm going to start this one for you specifically. You were talking about having some supermarket fried chicken tonight. Tonight's the night to do it. A couple of people have chimed in to let us know that Safeway has cheap chicken Mondays, 8-piece dark meat fried or roasted for $5.
Who knows Safeway?
Safeway.
Cheap, isn't that didn't the guy get shot for that?
Yeah, that was somewhere down south. Yeah,
that's how good the chicken is.
Well, he was in the car.
He didn't get shot for that.
This is what happened, dude. So he is eating chicken in the car with his buddy.
Correct.
He takes a bone, he throws it out in the parking lot. A woman pulls him beside them, gets out of the car, and steps on one of the chicken bones.
All right.
Absolutely loses her goddamn mind. That's all.
And that's what led up to all that.
Grocery store fried chicken.
Cheap chicken Mondays.
That is correct.
That's one. Okay, let's see. We were talking about things that you believed when you were younger, only to find out that they are not true. I vaguely remember this one. Marilyn Manson having a rib removed.
Yep. Oh, and that he was Paul from the Wonder Years.
That is Paul from the Wonder Years. Yeah, definitely that one floated around. But we were talking about Richard Gere. And we're saying, mm-hmm. You know, this is before the internet. And somehow I went from coast to coast that Richard Gere had a gerbil and his rectum.
That is correct.
Like, how does this start? Certainly somebody had to ask him. All right, so we got a couple of texts here regarding that. It says, I'm not a huge conspiracy fan, but the Richard Gere, this one may be true. I grew up in Southern California, and not one, but two workers at USC Medical Center said that someone who looked like Richard Gere checked in for a gerbil extraction. Now, the person did not register under the name Richard Gere, so either Richard Gere is a doppelganger or he registered under a fake name. Now, that's one story.
Okay.
A couple other people are saying this. They say there's a rumor that Sylvester Stallone started the rumor about the hamster over some sort of disagreement. Apparently, he and Richard Gere were in some movie together, did not get along, and Sly Stallone started the rumor.
Huh.
At least that's, if you okay. Google it, right. Apparently that's what it says. So if I got to interview Sylvester Stallone, wouldn't you ask him now? Stallone, you've done a lot of movies. Man, Rambo, Rocky, right? People love
Death
it.
Race 3000.
Death Race 3000. But seriously, man, did you start the rumor about Richard Gere with the gerbil? The hamster?
People want to know.
People want to know. So, yeah, not one interview with Sylvester Stallone just for that. Hello, Liam. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Liam, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Liam, what is the last thing that bit you? What is the last thing that took a chunk out of you?
Horsefly.
Oh, that sucks, dude. Where were you?
Yeah.
Out in the lake, my grandpa's buddy's cabin there.
Okay.
And have you been bitten by horseflies before?
Oh, yeah, many times. But I was kind of lumpy the one year because horsefly bite stuck around.
I feel like getting bitten by a horsefly is kind of like stubbing your toe. It's just so much pain all at once.
And you don't know where they're going to be.
No.
They show up in the weirdest places. They really do.
Oh, yeah.
Horseflies suck.
They're at the top of mailbox, right? I mean, if mailbox wasn't the worst hike you could ever do, it's a peak out here. It's high. I don't know about the new route, but the old route just sucked. When you see the top, you think you're close, but you're really still 45 minutes from getting there.
It happened to me on Rainier.
And when you get to the top, they're sitting up there.
Yeah, we did a day hike and then stopped by like a little lake or something to eat lunch. And same thing, we couldn't eat lunch because there were so many horseflies.
And I don't know why they're there. There's no horses. I guess, yeah, I mean,
why are you here, man? No horses.
But they definitely need a host. So you're thinking to yourself, what is up here? Is there a big-ass black bear up here? Is there, you know...
So are they sucking blood or are they just biting you? Like,
there that they're eating. So they're definitely digging into something.
All right.
Could be the people. I think the last thing that bit me was a rock girl.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
That sounds about right. Cool. Trying to think of the last thing that bit.
Because I haven't been stung by anything. And stung is different than being bitten.
But I definitely got bit by mosquitoes when I was back east.
I did not get one mosquito bite, man.
Yeah, but they're not really biting you either. They're just sticking that little thing in you.
Yeah, but we're sticking that little, and then peeing on you before
they
leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife got lit up. I did not. Last thing that bit me, man. I mean, the dog by accident. I don't know if that counts.
Mm-hmm.
The cat pretending it's an accident, although I never believe that with the cat.
Yeah, it was a rock girl. It was a rock girl at, like, some, I think we're doing a Christmas show.
And see, that's the
way. Showbox Soto.
Because when you think that a person is the last person to bit you, either you have someone who's 2 years old or you are currently 2 years old.
I wasn't even talking to her. She just walked by and bit me. It was the weirdest thing. I don't, to this day, I do not know her name. I did not know her. I was not talking to her. I don't know what the hell is going on.
She just walked by and
she
bit
literally
me.
Walked by, grabbed my arm and bit me. And I'm just like, what in the Jesus Christ, woman. Teeth marks and everything. Reese, we asked, what bit you? A simple camping trip at Beaver Lake has turned into weeks of treatment for one Northwest Arkansas man who was bitten by a bat. Aaron Cash, camping with his family at the lake, July 2nd, when a bat flew out of nowhere and just bit him. It was getting close to dark. Kids were swimming. I was out sitting in a chair watching them swim. Then this bat flies out of nowhere, bites me on the leg, then just kept flying out over the lake. Well, it wasn't long after Cash headed himself to the hospital. Now, while he wasn't sure the bat had rabies, he knew he had to play it safe and start getting treated. So I know that bats carry rabies oftentimes, especially if they, you know, just come out unprovoked and bite you. So I decided to go straight to the hospital, start getting the rabies vaccine going. That night, he received 4 injections at the emergency room.
One in each limb. Oh.
This was just the start of his rabies treatment, which has included additional jabs the past 2 weeks. Says he's doing fine, and those close to him are already cracking jokes about the experience. It's been okay, you know. A lot of people have been making jokes about turning into Batman or whatever. It's all in good fun. I'm doing fine. Haven't had any issues other than just the inconvenience and the pain.
Have you ever had to get rabies shots for anything?
I have not.
I've heard
they're horrible.
Yeah, my brother, I mean, because all those different dogs bit him, and so the assumption was they must be rabid. I'm telling you, none of these dogs were. It's something about my brother. Everyone knew these dogs, but every time he got bitten, it seemed like once every 6 months, maybe, back at the hospital. And at that time, I don't recall him saying that he got jabs in each limb, but there was a very, very long needle, and they stuck you right in the butt.
That's what I had. And I'm telling you, he couldn't sit down. You feel it from the inside.
That's what he said.
I mean, it's just like, it's almost like the pain is coming from the inside out. And I had one in each cheek, whatever disease I had at that time.
Yeah.
I could not, when Greg pulled out that needle, I almost, he's like, don't look at this. And so of course I turn around and go, God, Jesus, man, what is that? And it was huge. He goes, it's going to hurt.
Is it a specific butt needle? Because it seems like,
I don't know. He just
said, in the butt,
it's going to hurt.
Everyone makes the comment that it is the biggest needle they've ever seen in their life. Right? So,
yeah. Correct.
I have never seen, quote unquote, the biggest needle in the world because I have not had to get a shot in my butt. My brother was like, man, it's no joke. And my brother does not get mad much, but I remember he'd get pissed at me because he'd get bitten by the dog, he'd go do his rabies treatment thing, but then he would have to stand up at dinner. And I always found that very funny. The other three of us sitting down eating, and there's my brother's stick because he couldn't sit down. And if I chuckled about that, man, he used to get real fired up.
One more biting story. This is bizarre. A Louisiana truck stop turned into a real zoo when a woman chomped down on a camel's testicles while trying to retrieve her dog that had scrambled into the Droom's Dairy's den.
Dromedary.
Dromedary?
Dromedary. That's camel with one hump.
Huh.
Yeah.
Dromedary.
Dromedary, sorry.
Dromedary.
Yeah.
Camel. He's a camel with one hump.
Yep.
What do you call a camel with two humps?
I don't, because I didn't look that up anymore.
Why does the hump define the camel?
Because you got two humps or one hump. I was like Larry, or I said the camel with
like
two humps.
One hump or two is still a camel, right?
Still a camel.
Well, we're all humans, but like Thro has a different skin tone than I do.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of it makes us different.
Well, I mean, yeah.
So I think for the camels, you just go, is it a one humper or a two?
Mm-hmm. Well, this was a one humper, I guess.
By the
way, loser.
When I was a kid, I thought all camels had two humps. I feel like the camels they showed on TV when I was growing up were the two humpers. When I finally saw a one hump camel, I thought there was something wrong with the camel.
Can you ride a one humper, or are you going to slide off the front or the back?
I mean, you can ride the one humper. A lot of people ride the one humper.
Yeah.
Although I did look at the picture of the two humper, and I'm telling you,
seems easier.
You wouldn't even need a saddle.
That's what I'm saying. You could fit between the humps. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So the showdown between the woman who was not identified and Casper the Camel, a roadside attraction,
Casper,
happened Thursday at a truck stop in Grosse Tete, about 20 minutes outside of Baton Rouge.
That is actually the name. The woman who had to buy the testicle or the camel's testicles was in a place called Gross Teat.
T-E-T-E.
The story is awesome just for that.
The woman's husband was tossing treats to their dog under Casper's fence, prompting the pup to crawl inside the enclosure, according to the Iberville Parish Sheriff's deputies. The couple then followed after their dog, but the woman did not get very far before Casper took a seat on top of her and crushed her. So she did what any God-fearing woman would do and bit on his genitals to free herself.
I mean, I got to give her credit, man. She said, fast thinking.
I bit his bees to get him off me. I bit his testicles. She told that to the local
paper. That is her quote.
The investigation revealed the couple had provoked Casper before he sat on her, and then she bit his testicles. The camel did nothing wrong. The couple was being aggressive. Camel is just doing his normal routine.
Now, he's a camel.
These dromedaries can weigh up to 1,320 pounds, according to the San Diego Zoo, which is always the expert zoo. Employees at the truck stop did not face any charges because the camel is enclosed. Signs did warn the public to stay out. They're posted every 10 feet. The camel's never been aggressive. He's never gotten out. He's never caused any issues. In fact, the husband and wife stated before, we've been here before. We've never had any problems. Couple was cited with a leash law violation for letting the dog run free on the private property, as well as criminal trespassing. My only question to her husband was, why did you throw the dog treat under the fence? And correct. He just said, I wasn't thinking. Truck stop manager Pamela Bossier said the pair should have asked for help from employees instead of crawling under the barbed wire to retrieve their dog. It's no wonder Casper got upset, he said, claiming the man shoved the camel and swatted at him with his hat when he got into the pen. Any animal you provoke, they're going to strike back.
Yeah.
It's instinctive. He's really a gentle giant, they said of Casper, who got his testicles bitten. Now, for the past 30 years, the truck stop has kept various wild animals at their enclosure in place, including a tiger, drawing the ire of local animal rights groups. But there have not been any issues, I guess, with any of the animals ever. And I guess the animal rights group doesn't really care about the camel.
I guess. That is a weird story. I had to read the headline twice. So I'm like, this can't be. One of these things must be wrong. Woman bites camel's testicles at Louisiana truck stop. I'm like, none of this makes sense to me. And as I read the story, I'm like, okay, this did.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a camel.
In person?
Yeah. Seriously, because I kind of went through my mind when I went to see my daughter in Africa as far as animals that I have actually seen. So, for an example, I'm not sure that I've ever seen a lion before until I was there. I know for a fact that I have seen tigers because I remember them.
Even at the zoo, you never saw a lion?
No. Just,
really?
Just tigers. Even like with Siegfried and Roy, whatever they had at the Mirage, they were long since.
You never saw a lion
had
at the
been
zoo?
Eaten, but they still had their tigers there. So I saw the tigers. I don't think that I ever was at that level of zoo. The Baltimore Zoo, not really at that level of zoo. Maybe the National Zoo.
The National Zoo, absolutely.
San Diego Zoo. It's kind of like aquariums, right? You can go to the aquarium in Seaside, Oregon.
Right.
You can go to the aquarium in Seattle, even with the refurbished stuff. No offense, Robin. But the one in Baltimore is the one.
Well, it's
the national
one.
Aquarium.
Yeah, there's a definite difference.
I never went to one of those zoos that were like of that level.
I feel like call yourself a zoo, this would just be me, right? If I'm president, I go, look, we're going to disagree about a lot of things. I don't know if I'm going to be able to change anyone's opinion, but God damn it, if you call it a zoo, you better have a lion. Although I call it a petting zoo, you can call it like the animal safari thing we got over in Olympic there. But you need a lion if it's a zoo, man.
Well, look,
right? I think Miles might be right. Now I'm racking my brain. I don't know if I've ever seen a camel.
But I'll tell you this.
I don't think I've seen a camel.
Why does this bother me? Well, the Pittsburgh Zoo had this thing where they, the entire area, all the kids, like in elementary or whatever, you were able to write down what you would like to see at the zoo.
Okay.
All right? Penguins won. You know why? Because of the Pittsburgh Penguins, I believe. Because of the hockey team.
No, kids are weird about penguins.
And they're kids.
My son loves penguins.
Okay.
He thinks they're the greatest thing in the world.
Bless you. So they bring these. Okay, look. There were a lot of people crowded around, like, an elephant here or there. I mean, but you got to remember, it's in Africa. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
When you got to the point on the beach where those penguins are running around, there are 9 million people there. So when Pittsburgh opened up the first major attraction, it was their penguin exhibit that was voted on by the kids. They almost sold that damn zoo out for months. Like, really? You could not get into the Pittsburgh Zoo because of the penguin exhibit.
Well, didn't Woodland Park do really well when they started? They either redid it or introduced the penguins, but it was a massive deal.
For an example, Woodland Park Zoo was the first place I ever saw an elephant. And then they took those elephants.
What are these ghetto-ass zoos you were going
to? Did you never go to the National Zoo?
No. Not in D.C.
I feel like you have a lion, you have to have an elephant.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen an elephant until I went to the Woodland Park Zoo. And then they took those elephants and moved them to Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma City, like the Sonics, killed them.
Mm-hmm.
They killed them both.
And died of herpes.
They did.
That's not even a joke. I wish I was joking, but I'm not.
I used to go up there and get their elephant poop for my tomato plants. Mm-hmm. And now there's no more elephant poop because Oklahoma City killed the elephants.
Bastards. How did you never see a lion at the zoo? I just can't wrap my head around it. I don't think I've ever seen a camel. What kind of zoo does not have a lion? Look, a camel zoo's I get.
Tell me the zoos I've gone to, man.
I've never seen a camel.
Pittsburgh Zoo, Baltimore Zoo.
Would I be excited to see a camel?
Zoo.
Well, I remember when the National Zoo got...
Have you seen the camel, Mike?
I don't know that I've seen a in-person camel, but they're ugly horses.
Yeah.
Like, it's not impressive.
I just still, I don't know, like, even how to size them up.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've never even walked up to one.
Oh, they're big.
They're huge.
That's why I think I would have known if I'd have seen a camel.
Yeah, I've never seen a camel.
Kind of a cross between a cow and a horse.
I know
why does it bug me that I've never seen... It bugs me that you have never seen a freaking lion until you went on safari or went to the zoo, the Woodland Park Zoo.
Yeah,
big old...
It bugs me that I've never seen a camel. I don't know why. They're nasty.
But I've